The German government has denounced experiments funded by German car makers in which humans and monkeys reportedly inhaled diesel exhaust fumes. German media say the health impact research was done by UDT, a body funded by Volkswagen, Daimler, and BMW. Such tests could not be justified, the government said, demanding details. A minister called them abominable. Daimler also condemned them. VW is embroiled in a scandal over software that could force diesel exhaust data.
In 2015,
VW admitted having fitted cheat devices in the US that made their engines appear less polluting than they actually were. EUGT was dissolved by the car makers last year. The initials stand for European Research Group on Environment and Health in the Transport Sector. These tests on monkeys or even in humans cannot be justified ethically in any way, said Chancellor Angela Merkel's spokesman, Stefan Seibold. Environment Minister Gabriel Hendricks called the experiments abominable and expressed shock that scientists had agreed to conduct them. Social Democrat politician Stefan Weil, VW supervisory board member, called them absurd and abhorrent. Lobbying can be no excuse whatsoever for such testing, he said. On Thursday, the New York Times reported that the EUGT research was designed to counter a 2012 decision by the World Health Organization to classify diesel exhaust as a carcinogen. It said that in 2001, EUGT had exposed 10 monkeys to fumes in an airtight chamber from several cars, including a diesel VW Beetle. The testing took place at a lab in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Then at the weekend, Germany's Stuttgarter Zeitung and SWR Radio reported that 19 men and 6 women had inhaled diesel fumes in another EUGT experiment. During a month of tests at a lab in Aachen, West Germany, they were exposed to various concentrations of diesel fumes, which contain toxic nitrogen oxide smogs. The BBC has not seen the study itself, but German media say it was published in